Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This movie is the first movie in a long, long time that I watched it on Friday night, and then I watched it again on Sunday night. And then
Carla wasn't as into it.
That's nice.
During dinner, he says, "You're going to be here by 7 in order to get this done." I said, "Yes."
Nice to see your whole family's nocturnal, too.
My dad chose 7, and he's 80.
Yeah, I'm sleeping at that time. So
you're yawning through Wheel of Fortune.
I love the front element.
The oven's great.
It can either be dry or you can put something else.
The sound that signals propelling forward, not closing.
Like a motorcycle revving?
No, that would have been early. That would have been early.
Maddie, what do you think?
Well, I was replaced, so I hate it all.
Oh, that is true.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Mike.
All right, we start the show and then it's just like this fire drill. What are we doing? Are we doing like drag racing here? It's like, okay, we're live. Boom! Like that. Just, you know, give me a moment to gather myself.
All right.
That was a new voice.
Yeah, that was Eric Quick.
Huh?
That was Eric Quick that did our open announce.
Well, that's a new guy? We have that? Nobody told me that before. What do we come in? Why do we sit down together?
Just found out. Just found out.
You said we're going to start on...
Just now because you heard it?
Yeah. You guys said we're going to start on Monday.
You
could have
said, hey, we got our first submission. Here's Eric Quick before we get started.
What are you just trying to stay out of the... You're just trying to keep your head down and avoid the shrapnel every day? Is that what it is now?
No, not at all. You guys said on Monday we'll have a new voice, so I had a new voice.
Yeah, but just give Mike a heads up.
Do you think it might have been... In your turn that down, please. Or turn it up. Do you think it might have been valuable to share that with me before we started the show?
What I wanted actually to do was for you to hear it and say, hey, who's that? I wanted you to be sort of surprised with it. Because
exactly like Twitch.
No, he doesn't sound exactly like Twitch.
He does sound exactly like Twitch. I didn't notice the difference until
play it again.
You said that. You know?
From the front, here we go. Here we go. It's the beginning
Mike
of the
O'Mara,
show.
Radio Entertainment.
That's
can
Twitch.
To the Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Mike.
I thought that the listeners were going to do all of the elements.
Yeah, I thought that's
no,
what
no,
we
no,
all
no,
agreed
no,
on.
No, we did not agree on that.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
This is you on your own thing.
No. When Oscar brought up this fantastic idea to have a new announcer every week.
Which you hated, correct?
I said yes, because I like consistency.
No, you don't. You fear change.
It's as if 6 of 1, half dozen of another.
No. Fearing change is you don't want anything to ever change. You'd like it to be the same until you die.
And that was not very long.
You would have been saying on accident till you were in a casket if you didn't hang out with me.
We're all evolving.
I've never said that. That's
you
not
said,
one of mine.
Yeah, you've said, yeah,
no.
You've said on accident.
If I say it, I say it ironically because I hate that. I don't like it.
Okay.
But
we'll go with that.
What we did on Friday is we decided that they would announce the names and the here's Mike O'Mara. That's what we decided.
I don't think it was that granular. I thought it was going to be the opening and then the names and then we would move on with the rest of the show. Because think about it, you're jipping the listener by cutting out the front and just giving them the names. You're not really giving them a stage.
What we decided.
It's almost like a throwaway.
Yeah, the listeners would introduce the show.
Yeah.
Well, they introduced.
And then, we would keep Twitch for everything else.
They introduced us, but not the show.
Yeah, but that makes. I mean, that's especially when someone with a voice just like Riddell's, you don't even notice
absolutely
the highlight.
Almost identical in timbre.
It's just not produced.
So you guys are displeased?
You call me at night on the weekend with something that is significant for the show. You share constantly. We are in regular communication morning, noon, and night,
true.
You and I.
Yeah, of course.
That sounds like the Shawshank. You're thick as thieves, you are. You're thick as thieves, you are.
We talked it through on Friday, and that is my...
It's a miracle.
My takeaway
was... He throws the rock through the poster.
That's what we did.
Can we agree on it now that it should be the full open and then the introduction?
All right, that's fine.
Play the opening again. I want to hear it.
Okay, now I'm curious. Now, before we do that...
We're changing a lot of things today.
Do we want to leave Twitch and the gong, or does the gong element also get the listener?
I think the listener should get that, because...
We'll play the whole thing.
All right, here we go.
Play the whole thing.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
No, the listener gets that. Listener gets that.
Listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
The listener gets all of it. That's what I want.
All right.
Now that I hear it.
Then the listener will have it all.
Now, does Eric Quick get a voucher for half an opening?
Well, Eric Quick has to record again.
No, Eric Quick sent all the elements because he was actually up before the announcement. So Eric Quick will be... fully mixed and a part of the show tomorrow.
Yes. Thank you.
Because he submitted when we talked about it on Friday.
An eager beaver.
Yes.
Here's Mike.
Mm-hmm. Great.
All right. Thank you, Eric. All right. I'm glad we got that worked
thank
out.
Thank you.
Since we're doing our housekeeping, yes. Rob produced a intro to the homepage, which I liked and then Oscar heard right before the show and didn't like. This is going to cause a great deal of consternation, and people are going to go back and forth about
A lot of people are going to
hate me. But I liked it, and then. But did you notice how long I stood by your side with that? He said, "I could JU2O." I said, "Don't include me in that."
Oh yeah,
I didn't do this.
Right.
I just requested it.
Right.
I requested something more modern. That's what I
and
did.
And we had a good meeting about it last night. And
you, for all the people that say all I do is hate on you,
no.
What did I send you? I said I loved it.
Loved it long time, yeah. You said. And it made me feel great. And that lasted right up until about 9 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah, today. Look, forever we have told you and your brother Pony that you guys, for some reason, choose to just not communicate certain things. I've never understood where it comes from, what the motivation would have been. By the way, at some point we have, either with a text or an email, that I don't understand why you would not have at least given us a heads up that was coming.
Because we discussed it on Friday and put it to bed. I thought it was just a matter of putting it in motion.
We discussed doing a new element for the homepage, and you communicated your ass off about that.
Yeah, I was previewing that.
Well, you see, the thing about that is... We'd been working back and forth on that, and that was not just a cut and dry drop a listener voice, and that was something creative. And I wanted to make sure that
the effort you're spending on explaining this would have been so unnecessary if you just shared with Oscar and me what was going on with that. I'd like to know who's this week, and then when we play it, I can say that is the voice of such and such, and we could do it that way and give them full credit. That's Eric Quick. Where's he from? What's he do? That type of thing. And spotlight,
school
just
teacher.
Another way of spotlighting
Nebraska.
The listener.
Okay. Well, tomorrow I'll have a full bio for him.
I know you hate sharing
you.
The spotlight.
No, I don't hate sharing the spotlight. And don't, you know what? If you're going to
pile on.
Pick on me. You're going to pile on. Pick a lane. Pick a lane. You got to choose something.
I'm
already lapped
right
into my drink 5 times today. It's terrible.
Oscar, now, choose your method and
I'm
stick to it.
I'm on the HOV, baby. I'm paying tolls.
Yeah, okay. You're paying tolls on my soul.
Well, you might be put upon, but you brought that on yourself. I have to say, with this particular one.
We weren't expecting that.
It came out of, did we discuss it? Of course we do.
Yeah.
We discuss a ton of stuff. But then when it's done, that's something to look forward to. I would have really looked forward to that.
I thought the surprise element might have been fun.
He hates surprises.
He doesn't always hate surprises.
No, he hates them.
Really?
I was thinking you would
say... I'm looking right at you. I'm looking into the screen.
Right.
Looking at you.
Right.
Really?
I
don't
swear,
hate surprises
no,
on the show.
What I
have
thought...
Have you ever worked with any broadcaster, the two that you have worked with and for most of your life, if not all of your adult life? Did either he or I like surprises?
I mean, I'm not like having someone walk in on you.
Do I get the alarm, by the way, because of the...
No, this has been very...
Great.
This is very measured.
Yeah.
I'm very happy that Eric Quick did that. Do we have, and then we need to promote it so you will get more people sending in weekly elements so we have a listener a week that's doing that?
I believe you could say my email box blew up yesterday.
So a lot of people, a lot of people have already sent.
Yes.
So you're going to be set for the next couple of months.
Absolutely. Then. Absolutely. Right. But, you know, keep sending them, folks. We still want your submissions to rob@michaelmaraShow.com.
I love involving, and I think the reason I love this idea is because it gives people a chance to participate in the opening of the show and be a voice announcer for the day. One of the reasons that I think this works is because when I listen to the modern advertising of the day, the Billy Big Voices, really much to my chagrin, are gone. I'm gone.
Right.
Nobody wants a me voice. They want the young guy. They want the natural guy that just sounds that way. And that's kind of why we put Twitch
into
this.
You're there and I'm over here. Right?
Ollie, if I have to teach you to be a reporter.
I was your editor. Yeah, and what happened?
And are no longer. let's move on to.
I will say this. I apologize that I.
Don't apologize.
No, because.
Just fix it.
The apology is this.
Yes.
Is that it wasn't supposed to be having a stripper walk in on you surprise. It was just going to be like, hey, who's that? And then I would tell you, it was Eric Quick. Congratulations.
So. I think what would be great is to have the information on the listener every week, so we can spotlight them a little bit.
Yeah,
and
very good.
Then they get the rest of the week.
Get out their social security number.
Okay, no.
That would be fine. By the way, I had to drop off a golf cart today, so I don't even remember the days from 2 weeks ago that I got my day wrong, and I am not proud of that at all.
We had a fun. You didn't even click in on video this morning when I heard your voice coming out of my headphones, and you said, "Hey, is it okay if I forgot I had to do something today and I need to take care of it?" And then I said, and you said, "I think I might have a touch of something." I said, "If we really wanted to screw with you, I would have said, well, Mike, you told us about this on Friday."
That would have been cruel. Please don't play with me. Simply tell me off air.
Gaslight.
Please off air that it's time.
Okay.
And I will go quietly into the evening.
I was listening to an interview, and I didn't. This is something I had never heard, and this is just Quick, but I'd never heard this. One of the reasons they canceled
Quick is the name of our
that's
announcer.
Right. Mike, one of the reasons they canceled the Ed Sullivan show is because Ed was starting to show signs of dementia.
No.
Isn't that horrifying?
How old was Ed Sullivan when he started to show the signs of dementia?
Season, so like 1971. But, I mean, that is, I had never heard that before. And it explains a lot.
Let me explain how I work. I will now have to know how old he was when that happened.
I'll have it for you in a second.
Get that kind
absolutely.
Of,
one second.
That kind of paranoia, you know, with that. I mean, this might make me feel better. I've always screwed up, like, times and dates, haven't I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Forever, right? When I have to put something in a calendar.
It just, a lot changed when the pandemic hit. Every day felt like the same day. So in fairness to you, it's happening to a lot of people.
I need that. Thank you. That was generous. Thank you. That was very kind. Yes.
Ed was born in 1901. And I believe the show was canceled in 1971.
So he was 70. Okay.
And he held on for three more years, Mike.
Yeah, solid nine. Solid
all right,
nine.
Now on to this. And listen, I don't mind the participation online. I said that last week with people offering their. That's what we do when we're having a discussion about it. But we decided that we wanted to tweak the homepage intro and make it sound more relevant. I liked it. Oscar might not have liked it, but let me play it for you. This is how we will introduce our news every day. Let's listen to this.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
And?
It just rubs me the wrong way. And I can get into it now, Mike, but maybe we should start with the positive. What do you like about it?
I love the beginning.
Okay.
I love... Love that sound. Always have loved that sound.
Okay.
The opening of a Mac is what it is.
Could there be anything more
indicative of how we do our work on this program when we are
not at all.
Creatures of the Apple Corporation? So to steal their little bong is fine. And then using the robotic Siri voice.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
You don't like the ending.
Yeah, the ending is a goodbye in computer terms. Like, it's like something shutting down.
It's the end of that element, Oscar. It's the way that element ends. It marries so well. Mike, will you play it again so you can see how it marries to the music bed? Thank you.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
And see, it marries into that. Yeah. I agree with him.
It's a fair
when he plays
critique.
Two, when he plays the two together, when it's a slam.
I heard it was singular.
I heard it singular.
Right.
I didn't hear it with open music.
But I mean, I did too.
Singular opinion right away.
When you hear that singular, I think you have a bit of a point.
If you hear him mix the two,
nice and hot,
yeah,
that kind of works.
Yeah.
Then you bring it down when the
yeah, it was
if you're a purist, can I hear the open again, please? Singular.
From the four corners
so
of the
no
World Wide Web
no
and bed. Into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
That goodbye is just a goodbye to your element. It's almost for me, for a nerd of nerds, says that it's closing and not opening up to a bigger suite, a bigger room, another element. It's closing out just that element and not going into the actual system.
Rob's sitting there with his hand in his face.
Tony, can I get a little backup here?
You know, I have to agree with Oscar. It's not quite right. It's kind of like when Rob would go crazy about the old Audio Vault sounds. Like, this is the sound of closing, not opening.
Yes.
That's the digital dumpster, we call it now.
That's the digital dumpster.
Yeah.
And the fact that Pony doesn't like it is really makes me love it all the more.
But the final, it would make sense if it was at the end of the homepage. That's where that final element would make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense there.
If it was like a donut and it was at the end of the homepage.
It doesn't make sense there.
No, that was the homepage. And then it goes, pop, 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 pop. We need something a little more.
And if I may go back a little bit, I think the whole thing is a little hacky. If I'm really going to dive in, you could have done a better job of like maybe not just all computer elements. You could have had like an engine turning or a motorcycle coming on and then like something gearing up. Like it's so that would have been a little maybe a little more work, but that might have given a little more splash.
Well, no, that's a bad idea, Oscar.
When he marries the sound of the homepage intro with that wonderful bed that we use, I think it sounds great.
Mike, let's play the ship.
We'll ask Maddie after this. Yeah. Let's play the two combined.
All right.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
All right. I'm going to make a call here.
Right.
I agree with the ending. I don't like it either. I want you to do just this is the homepage. Eliminate that one, and then it's the way we'll do
Be
it.
Be good.
Okay, so
boom,
no stinger at the end? It just
I don't think
homepage.
It needs it. I think that play the beginning of the background for the homepage
okay,
music.
One moment.
Let me hear that.
There we go.
All right. Starts soft. Yeah, it'll be nice and gentle, you know. And
then you're not shutting down. Before you get started.
Oh, I wouldn't say
if
that.
You
I think
pop,
I shut down about 10
wanna,
minutes ago.
Or if you, because I know you like to tweak as much as we all like to tweak. Mm. We're all tweakers.
Yeah.
We have the empty spray paint cans to prove it on this show. If you want to throw something else in there, I have to say, when I hear it now, the fourth, fifth, sixth time, when I hear that ending, that ding, I love the front element.
Oh, it's great.
The second. And it can either be dry or you can put something else, tiny, little something.
Something okay.
It's your call.
Something that's
call.
sound that signals propelling forward, not closing.
Like a motorcycle revving?
No, that would have been early.
Maddie, what do you think?
Well, I was replaced, so I hate it all.
Oh, that is true.
She was, yeah. That's completely.
It's
illogical.
A cruel mistress show business.
All right, we're done. We're done discussing it. You know, we can't discuss that anymore.
We're done talking.
I'm sorry about that, Maddie. You're in the show though. You're in the show later,
yes,
right?
Yes,
Rob,
it'll be okay.
She?
Yes, yeah.
It'll be fine. Anyway, that's okay. Rob, is there anything? I mean, this is a.
Yeah.
Fight. We're having this open discussion because we're having this open
well,
discussion.
Well, I mean, when we are a Congress of three, and if I'm outvoted, I'm outvoted. However, I want you to know I stand by the notion that it was chosen because it was a definitive end to an element that married nicely to the next element.
Yeah, but that falls into...
No, okay, hold on. I'm talking here.
He's talking. I want to answer what he just said. Okay, go ahead. Finish.
Okay,
yes.
And then it was not done lightly, and it was not done lazily, and there was a lot of time put into it.
I know that. I know. And I think that it is a definitive ending to the element, whereas the element is an intro. So okay. The ending should be the beginning.
Okay.
Now, you and I, that's how Rob and I communicate.
Yeah, and that's what I said at the beginning. That's what I said initially. I said that last
right,
element
you are,
is
Oscar.
Garbage.
I'm so sorry it took me this long to realize you were right.
That's the way we do. That's the way we run.
Hey, how about and this? Mike, how about, can you play it one more time? I'd like to try to add something. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Now we're talking. Pain in the ass.
There it is. We've got it. And of course, there'll be much discussion now because we did this. We know. From Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. I haven't said that yet.
No.
From Baghdad, Arizona, Belhaven, North Carolina, Pueblo, Colorado, Chesapeake, Virginia, South Padre Island, Texas, and Maluku, Indonesia.
Yes.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on that. We're very happy to have you along. I might as well get this out of the way because I just wanted to take a couple of minutes to do it at the beginning of the show. A serious word to our listeners out there. I started my day today with reading a message from a young person out of, I don't know whether they're young or old.
Okay.
A lady, we'll call her a young lady, named Laura in Texas, who was without power for 4 days and I guess had a battery-powered computer or phone, and that's what she had. And she said that we got her through that insanity, and thank you. She took the time after going through all this crap down in Texas, which if you haven't lived under a rock, you know, they've been going through hell and are still going through hell in many parts of the state because of this winter cold snap that they got. And I just can't tell our listeners often enough and share with you often enough how much it means to every one of us, your kindness of sharing your kind words to us. We understand that it comes with the territory that we're going to take crap because we certainly dole out a lot of crap.
Right.
But, you know, when you look back on things that have been done collectively by listeners that we have and then individual comments that are made to us, it is really, really the reason that we keep on chugging. It's so incredibly kind. And if you think that a little note like that occasionally doesn't mean a lot, you know, we get a lot of people sending a lot of emails and a lot of personal messages all the time. Do some of them slip through the cracks? I regret that they do. But when you get something like that and you just sit there and go, wow, there's a lady that went through her crap and took the time just to drop us a note to tell us that we're doing a good
job.
Super
sweet.
Yep. It makes my day. It makes me start a Monday and come bounce in here and be ready to take on the world. And I've always loved that. And it's really, I'm not fishing, by the way. I'm just saying thank you. It's really, really neat to get that. And we do care on this show. We might joke about all the different things that we're doing. And I love that it gets people talking, gets people involved in the show. But everybody associated with this program, there's a lot of givenness here. We're too small an organization to not have people care. Mm-hmm. And you're not allowed not to care on this show. And everybody just cares organically. You don't have to really kick anybody in the butt to do that. So that's all. I just wanted to say that. I think it's really important.
It is.
You know?
Thank you for sharing that.
You love it. It is really, that's the best part of the job is when someone says, we appreciate what you do. It's very, very cool.
Especially when they're going through all of that drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's still
and heartache.
You know, if you turn on the news today, it's still bad out there with everything, you know, and we've got plane engines that are, blowing up in the sky. And how'd you like to have that cowling land in your front yard for the 777? Which I was telling my wife today. I said, that's a big plane.
That is a very big plane.
That's 200 plus people on that plane doing that.
It's lucky that didn't happen on Ted Cruz's flight. He was able to make it back.
I said, but there's a bar that has the Cruz drink now. A Ted Cruz that's got tequila in it. So that's nice.
Donald, I wanted to escort my children down to Cancun and then come right back.
The slime factor is way off the charts.
He is beyond them. He's always thought he's the smartest guy in the room and he can get away.
Donald, I escorted my daughters down to Cancun. I was always planning to go to the airport with them and turn around and come back. That's what I was going to do. And it was at, anyway, right in the middle of Texas, dealing
of course
with that crap.
Yeah.
It's really, it's really, really cool that we have the relationship that we do with our listeners in this terrible time we live in. I told my wife that when I saw that cowling in the front yard, that if I was on that plane and I, you know, I love my window seat and I've been on that. That's that video that you saw of that engine. I have been on that middle of the plane in a window seat multiple times. It's where I hang out. And I will tell you this, that if that was me, I'm like, you would have had to get me off that plane and like put me into a bath because I would have soiled myself big time.
Yes.
It would have just
only
been,
your dry cleaner knows how scared you truly were.
Oh my God.
I have that in the dumpster
so
today
scary.
A guy from that flight, and I just think it's very funny how he handled it. He said, well, I heard the explosion, so I lifted my window cover. So, I mean, can you imagine? Mm-hmm. He's flying and he's about the thing pulled down. He's probably
those are the people, by the way. I can get the, I've been a long time since I've hopped on a plane.
Yeah.
If I can say, those are the people I don't like. Those are the people that, if it's a nighttime flight, totally different. But if it's a daytime flight, and I live by looking out the window.
Sure.
And in many cases, I look out everybody's window. And the people that get onto a plane at like 11 o'clock in the morning and immediately put down the thing.
Yes.
I like to know where I am, what's going on. I like to see what's going on.
Mike.
If you're gonna, by the way, if you want that window seat, what's the deal with pulling down the shade? I mean, if you want that, let the person know. I want a window seat because I like to look out the window.
That's why you get
That's
it.
That's what I enjoy doing.
You would have loved me. My brother asked me, what would you do if you saw that engine on fire? I said, well, I wouldn't be looking at the engine. I'd be looking at my browser history and hitting erase. Because if we go down, I don't need anybody looking in there later.
This is very true.
Let's check this. We didn't find anything except this computer. Oh, my God.
I believe one of the one of the casualties is actually one of the Bang Brothers.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Does he work for Brazzers?
This premium pass expires in 24 months.
There, you know, to make people feel better about this airport emergency,
yes,
there was a pilot that I heard on over the weekend on one of the news channels, and the pilot was really nonplussed by this and said, "This is exactly what we trained for. This is not that big a deal because there's so much training on one engine and how to get the one engine taken care of. That's
right.
That's how it does. So, you know, it was
that doesn't make me feel better.
It doesn't.
Like, it's bad enough that the planes already fly themselves, right, Joel Rogers? Like the fact that the engines actually can blow up now.
Can we get Joel Rogers on the show maybe to talk about that?
Absolutely.
Let's try to get Joel Rogers, and Joel might be flying to Denmark or wherever he goes overseas, but I would love to know, is he on the
roller coaster?
He's on the Airbus. He's, I know he's on the Airbus.
I think he does. Think he trained for the new big Airbus, didn't he?
Yeah, he's on the Airbus version of the 777.
The jumbo Airbus.
By the way, I've flown on the 777. I've flown on the 747. I've flown on the 727.
You exclusively fly Boeing, though, right?
I prefer Boeing.
But not
exclusively. As a matter of fact, it's not a big deal for me. I mean, an Airbus or a Boeing, it doesn't matter.
How are you going to let him slide on that dick comment to you? You exclusively fly Boeing? What an a-hole he's being today.
You can't do that. It's an aircraft manufacturer. You can't choose unless you cancel a flight.
You can. Yeah. I mean, there's always, if you look at flight details on any service where you're booking your airline,
but
you can choose
your
what equipment you're on.
Yeah,
that plane could change within, I guess, an advance of 24 hours.
Well, it can, but odds are it's not, especially if it's a larger plane. I would look at...
We booked a 747, Mike, but it's been changed to a Cessna.
the manufacturer.
The extent of my preferences are just that, preferences. If I'm on a particular airline and they're flying, like, for example, back in the day when we used to fly all the time and we used to have it in our contract that we got to fly in the front of the plane, it was really, really exciting to be on a 777 because they had a great first-class cabin. It was absolutely one of the true thrills that I went through. As far as now is concerned, it's the little jets that that I have a preference for. You know, I don't think I want to fly a Saab anytime in the near future. You know, the Saab turboprops. Remember when that's all they had? When that's what you flew around was the Saab.
A puddle jumper?
I think, you know, and I still go back to a plane that I flew with my parents that was connecting, I believe, from New York to Connecticut. So it was a short, and it was called Pilgrim Airlines. You can look it up. Pilgrim Airlines, and one of the businessmen, this old kind of rumpled guy with the tie undone, said to the pilot, who's gonna wind the rubber band when he saw the plane. And so that I was, even as a young boy, probably 12, 13 years old, I was still phobic when it came to flying. And I looked at that comment, and the pilot gave him a dirty look. So the pilot didn't laugh at it. And then when we got into the plane, a tiny plane, they left the door to the cockpit wide open. And I S you not, they were looking at the controls with a flashlight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
They were looking. It was a night flight, and they were looking at the controls with a flashlight. Did anybody find Pilgrim
yet?
Yeah,
it's been acquired by Business Express Airlines.
That sounds like it happened yesterday. Pilgrim Airlines was acquired
It was headquartered in Dover, New Hampshire. It's definitely a New England company. So
Pilgrim.
Yeah. When's the last time you've flown on a plane that had propellers on it?
Oh, my God. A very long time ago.
I did it, in 97 or 98. We flew to Buffalo for a wedding. And we got on it, and it's a very, very strange sensation. It feels very different than flying in a jet because
Pony wrote New Plane Tuesdays. What is that?
What is that? It goes back to what is that New joke? Car Wednesday.
Well, no, it was New Car Tuesday, Pony.
New Car
was
Tuesday, the joke.
Oh,
you're
talking
Wednesday,
about
yeah.
me.
Yeah,
we don't
yeah,
do
Mike,
that.
Mike,
we
Mike,
don't
Mike.
Do that
All
joke
right.
anymore.
Yeah, Mike, yes.
yes.
Pony.
New Plane Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm such a jet setter over the last 11 yeah, years.
Try to resist, Pony.
I might hop on there. No, I mean, I've always said the greatest thing about being independently wealthy would be to have a plane that you could have at your
Mike, when I heard that the old GE CEO, which was investigated then cleared, had a private jet following his private jet when he would travel somewhere, just in case that private jet went down. He had a backup private jet.
The CEO
jet
of General Electric?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
The former CEO. The former
CEO.
Yeah. Yes. And
it sounded a little confusing when he said GE CEO.
Yeah, I thought I'm sorry. Have been a lawyer friend of somebody.
GE CEO.
CEO. Mm-hmm. The GE CEO.
The CEO of GE.
General Electric.
Does it matter if I say the GE CEO or
yeah,
the
yeah,
CEO
it makes easier
GE.
On the ear. It's okay. It's more rewarding.
The
if
more
you say
know.
The CEO
the more you know.
Of GE the more you had know. A plane. If you say the GE CEO, you know, that's like saying the GE CEO ABCDEFGHIJK.
The General Electric CEO had a plane that would follow his private plane just in case that private plane went down. So two planes would follow him around everywhere. So
right.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. What a life.
I mean,
what
if
a life.
If I'm flying commercial, I don't need to be on a private plane. But if I'm flying on that 777, I'll need somebody to follow me with a new pair of pants. That's what I have to do right there. Oh, my God.
We have your trousers, Mr. O'Mara.
Hey, we're going to have that new intro for the homepage coming up
All
next right here. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome, everybody.
Hey, humans, it's me again, Winslow, the Boston Terrier. One of the worst things about being a dog is that I can't talk. It's wicked hard. Not only does it make it impossible to ask for treats, it also prevents me from being a TMOS talking head. Imagine how fun it would be to sit down on a Friday morning, hop on your Zoom, and shoot the shit with TMOS. That would be a wicked pisser. I can't do that because I'm a dog, but you can. Just email your info to rob@mikeomerashow.com with your contact info and why he should choose you. And if you're wondering how a dog that can't talk can voice a promo, don't overthink it, okay? Woof.
Woof. Thank you. Thank you, Winslow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Ah, yeah, there it is, everybody. Hey, they said it wouldn't last, guys. They said it wouldn't last.
What's that?
Well, they were right. Kim Kardashian has filed for divorce. From
I hate
Conway
to jump
West.
In here, but no commercial?
Oh, that's right. I forgot to read my commercial. I got confused.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
It's all good, dude.
I'm really, I swear to God, I'm losing it.
No, you're fine.
It's the pandemic.
Yeah. We're all under a lot of stress.
I got confused with the new, with my zeal to, you know, to play the new element. And now I'm trying to find the thing. I got it. All right. Hold on a second. This might take me a while.
Oh,
I
no
apologize.
Problem.
It's all good.
There we are. All right. I got it.
All right,
I found it.
Awesome.
Oh, especially when it's one of my favorite clients that I have to talk about before I talk about Kim's divorce. features.
I got mocked on the patio with my Cocoonville buddies the other day because I was talking about features so exuberantly.
Yeah.
And one of the guys looked at me and said, oh, yeah, they send you free socks. That's why. I said, no, you don't understand. I got an initial order of features, that maybe a pair of socks.
Yeah.
But I have purchased now 4 orders of features myself because they are the best golf socks that I have had ever in my life. It's really, really terrific for hitting the links. Runners worldwide have made features their sock of choice. You can get the same, and you can get them specially tailored for the golf course. I love these socks. They have so many different varieties. You're going to have to choose what works best for you. But they're Elite Golf Sock. That's the one I use. That keep feet cool, dry, blister-free, while providing a custom-like fit that won't punch or slip during your backswing. I love features. They have engineered a sock. The only frustration I have now in my golf sock drawer, which is massive, is the frustration point of seeing other socks in there.
Oh, yeah.
I literally will look
at
it. You want to
purge him. You want to purge, but you're like, I can't
but
purge.
He's a good guy, and he's not going to sock shame.
I have to purge my socks. I do. They have targeted compression, anatomical design, and moisture wicking. They got all the good stuff. They stay in place. No bunching, no sliding down, and they're labeled left and right. I swear to God. They've gone beyond what normal socks
do.
I do. What?
Because I mean,
you mean the thinking part of it?
Well, I like seeing them left and right, but then I've got to do the thing where I hold my hands. I say, this is L. That's left. So I've got to put it on that side.
You're challenged.
I am.
Anyway, if you have a problem, they'll give you a replacement pair, no questions asked. If you want the best socks in the world, you need features. Family owned since 2002. I love them. Feature socks will change how you feel about socks forever. For our listeners, you can receive $10 off your first pair of features when you go to features.com/TMOS. That's FEETURES.com/TMOS for $10 off your first pair of features. You are going to love them, I promise you, people. And now, should I play it again, or did we already play it?
Well, I mean, if we want to be consistent, we probably should play it once more time, because this will be the last time we get to hear that sound.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
Yes, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have filed for divorce after 7 blissful years of marriage, but it does sound like their split will be amicable. Sources say they've already decided on joint legal and physical custody of their 4 kids. I am a person who's gone through this type of thing, and I will tell you that I am very, very happy for the kids that they're doing it that way, because that's the way it should be done. So in addition, their kids' names, North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm. I really haven't paid attention to the
Kardashians.
What's the
last
for a long
one? Psalm? How do you spell
Psalm,
it?
Psalm, like P-S-A-L-M. Like
oh, Psalm. Yeah, okay, nice.
In addition, neither of them will contest the prenup, and they're close to a property settlement. So everybody thought it was going to happen. Apparently, the last straw for her was the presidential run when he ran for president. That's it. So
if he had won, she probably would have stayed with him.
You got that right. If you always forget people's names, you probably won't remember this website either, but it could help. I don't know why I love this story. It would help me. Flowingdata.com is a tool to help you guess someone's name.
Oh.
All you need to know is the first letter of their name and the decade they were born in. Now, a problem with that right now is if I don't remember the name, how the hell am I going to remember the first letter?
Look at their cufflinks.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
There you go.
When you enter those two things, it will spit out the name and decade, the 20 most common names for people born in that decade. It also tells you how likely each one is. For example, if you're a man born in the 80s and your name starts with a B, there's about a 50% chance your name is Brian, Brandon, or Ben.
Ooh. Okay.
So I guess I understand how they do it now.
Yeah.
You look at that and you go, oh, that's right. It's Brandon. His name is Brandon.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how they
I wonder
say
if it's regionally based culture, because if you throw that down in Bolivia.
It doesn't say regional.
It should
Bolivia.
Say Jose, Oscar,
Or
Carlos.
Chicago.
I don't believe we've got the international component. If you're a woman born in the 90s, there is over a 40% chance that your name is Brittany, Brianna, or Brooke.
Oh, look at that.
I don't know many Brooks. I think Brittany is probably the go-to there.
Flowingdata.com. That's the one that you want to check out with that. So if you're a diehard fan of the movie Titanic, I went and watched this today. I went and up and watched it
today. You looked at it?
If you're a diehard fan, I don't know if you guys have done this, of Titanic, You've probably seen, I hadn't, the alternate ending that Cameron shot. Have you seen it, Rob?
No,
yeah, this trends every couple years, and it's
weird. It's been around for a long time, right?
Yeah, it's so weird to watch, isn't it?
It's very weird. I think the source I got it from was really panning the ending. I didn't have that big a deal about it was totally different, but I don't think it would have ruined the movie like a lot of people said.
But it's very odd. And also I feel that when I read about Titanic, a movie that was such a big deal for a long time, seems almost forgotten nowadays. No one talks about it anymore.
Well, it's 24 years old.
Oh, I can't
believe it's such a sad story too. Except the, you know, I feel like Leonardo DiCaprio still gets a lot of run for that movie.
Probably.
A ton of run.
Probably, and Kate Winslet. They both became megastars.
Like, how many people have you, even outside of the show, Mike, have made the joke of paint me like your French girl? I've heard that.
And I'm the king of the world.
Yes, yeah. Pray for memes.
The movie, Oscar, since you haven't seen it, the new ending, or the old ending, because it's an old movie and it's been around for a while.
Alternate ending, yeah.
Remember Rose in the original Titanic? She drops the diamond off the back of the ship. She was played by Gloria Stewart. In the movie ending, the alternate ending, she goes out onto the back deck and she toys with Bill Paxton. She shows Brock, that's his character, mm-hmm. and his crew that she has the necklace. Mm-hmm. She's not alone. They're out there because they think she's going to jump overboard. Before she can toss it, he begs her to let him hold it. And she does, but then she throws it over her shoulder into the water below. Brock's techie sidekick, the guy with the beard, that guy that's in every movie.
Yeah.
He flips out, screams, quote, "That really sucks, lady." That's a bad line.
I thought that probably could have been tweaked. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's a weird shot of that guy laughing maniacally as it goes into the ocean. It was fun to watch. I enjoyed it.
It was surreal to look at the first time I saw it because it seemed so out of place. But what really surprised me is in the original ending, Oscar, they ended with the windows shutting down sound effect.
By the way, if you want to see that ending, go to youhavenolife.com. It's important to be a good friend, even if your motivations are very questionable. According to a new study out of Oklahoma State University, the main thing that drives us to be a good friend to someone is jealousy, that they might like other friends more than us if we don't step up. The researchers found we're even more jealous of a person's other friends than their new significant other, quote, which means what makes us most jealous is the possibility that we might be replaced, which means we suck, basically.
Yeah, I feel the opposite. And look, people, I'm sure Mike and Rob know this, but you might not. If you're friends with me and you find better friends, go.
How could they possibly find a better friend than you?
Because it's less on me, especially when this pandemic lifts and they want to do things again. It's less on me.
He was very cruel to you just then. Very, very cruel. Today is National Margarita Day. Do I need to say anything more about it?
Do you have your tree up?
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Oh, I'll give you this one. The states that love them the most are New Hampshire and Maine.
Really?
How about that? Margaritas. I think they're vacation lands. They're summertime. I would think Florida would have been on the list.
I would have thought
so,
too, just based on you living there.
The people that like them the least are Utah. Isn't that a dry state, mostly?
Yeah, mostly Mormons.
And North Dakota, which you can have North Dakota if they don't like margaritas. I don't want to be there. I'll play the thing again. Now a little something. Sure. Customs officials at the Port of Cincinnati stopped a large shipment of cereal from South America last week that was eventually going to Hong Kong. When they opened the box, they found cornflakes that were frosted with cocaine. Rob's applauding that for some reason. They said the street value of the cocaine on all the cornflakes was more than $2.8 million.
Mm. Wow.
There's no word on whether they've tracked down the people who sent the shipment or the ones who were supposed to receive it. But, Tony the Tiger was asked to comment on it, and he said, "They're great, but let me tell you why they're great. The cereal's been found around for a long time, okay? And the secret, man, is the simplicity, you know? Because, like, who could think of that cornflake with a little powder on it? I mean, you know, the whole world sees more flakes than me. I mean, man, they're like meals, right?
right? I mean, you feel me? Is this something that makes the whole world tick, man? You know, but I really, you're great. I really love you, man. I really love you. I do. You want to go for a really long walk? How about, let's go for a walk. You want to get something to eat or go for a walk? You want to do, oh my God, I got a bloody nose. Oh, I don't know what's going on.
Tony. Thank you.
Oh, dear. They're great. What's the matter with Tony? Anyway, we got to take a break. That was my... My very fake impression of the cocaine guy. We got to take a break. We'll be back with Oscar's estate meeting right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
In a world where others found happiness, one man cautioned all those around him.
Don't get happy.
Podcast Village Studios is proud to present Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara in the role he was born to play.
I'm not going to be fucking Santa Claus.
I will find you, and I will kill you.
And Regina from the New York Times calls it pretty, pretty good.
Very good. Very good.
Very good. Very good.
This film is not yet rated and will not be shown anywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show is available on demand in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and available on Stitcher and Spotify. In space, no one can hear you scream, but on the internet, everyone can hear you, bitch.
Thank you. Always love that when I hear that. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Movement. Once upon a time in a tiny apartment in Southern California, two college dropouts teamed up to create a watch company that broke all of the rules. We have been telling you for a good long time about Movement with their fair prices, their unexpected colors, their clean original designs. Movement grew into one of the fastest growing watch brands, shipping to over 160 countries across the globe. And we all love our Movement watches. They have the look and quality of a $400 to $500 watch, but cost a fraction of that because they own their process from start to finish. Now, Movement has expanded into blue light glasses, minimalist jewelry, and style essentials that don't break the bank, all designed out of their local California headquarters. What are you doing here?
How are you wearing those glasses?
How are you doing it? Listen, I spend a lot of time in front of the computer, and if you do like me, the Everscroll blue light filtering glasses are a game changer. Game changer! My eyes feel protected. It really helps with the eye strain, poor sleeping patterns, and I love the modern style of the frames. If you want to elevate your look with style that doesn't break the bank, then join the Movement and get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to MVMT.com/TMOS. Again, that's MVMT/TMOS. MVMT.com/TMOS. We love Movement and we know you will too. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. It was the big weekend. He told you all about it. We want to talk about it now. It was the Oscar estate meeting and he got to hang up a fan as well. It was a very special weekend for you. Really, really super special.
The stories I've actually shared with you about my family, especially my parents and really my mom over the years, were magnified this weekend as my brother landed on Fridays. You know, Mike and you let me slip out early to go pick him up from the airport, stop by the office. Then he goes home. We leave work around 5:30, 6 o'clock on Friday. Shannon and I go back to meet my brother, my mom, and my dad for a nice family dinner. Same day testing, got his test done, came out negative. He's got both vaccines. So this is the first time my brother has seen my parents in almost a year. So that's a long time for us.
So your brother's been fully vaccinated.
Yes.
And because he's a frontline healthcare worker.
Yes.
And they've done that very well up in Massachusetts, yes. I believe, right?
Correct. So
this was going to be you sitting down with your family to really go over.
I'm just giving you the lay of the land.
Right. Okay.
We have a big dinner. Saturday night's the night we're supposed to do all of the paperwork. But Friday night, we have a big dinner, my mom, and the big dining room. So we're as socially distanced as possible with the windows open, et cetera. And then... And my mom says, okay.
Bet the food got cold if you had the windows open.
That's probably not the most important thing on our minds at that time.
What do you have? So,
she made some skirt steak. Like
carne asada?
Yeah, carne asada,
yum.
Yes, yeah.
Mm. Ooh, yum. That's the
best. And flan. She made a fresh flan for the family. So she made one of those.
Oh, hello. I wish I was there. That's yummy.
Then my mom.
Do you really believe that, Rob? You looked insincere about the flan.
No, I love flan. Are you kidding?
Okay.
An egg custard with a caramel sauce? Forget about it. And I bet Jolie knows her way around.
Jolie
knows her way around a flan, Mike.
Jolie.
I'm sorry, I get her mixed up with my daughter, Yulia.
So I get what you're doing. You're going to have the family get together, not anything serious or heavy, but the ultimate plan is to have a sit down with your dad on Saturday night or Saturday night or Saturday afternoon.
It's Saturday night. My brother says, during dinner, he says, you're going to be here by 7 on Saturday in order to get this done. I said, yes.
Nice to see your whole family's nocturnal, too.
Yeah. What,
you do your best work after 5.
Make sure that you're here by 7.
My dad chose 7, and he's 80.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Because I wanted to do it mid-afternoon, and I was like, let's do it at 5.
Yeah, I'm sleeping at that time. So
you're yawning through Wheel of Fortune.
The wheel's on. So were you dreading it, or were you...
I'm dreading it, because I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to talk about death. And then my mom says, right, before you guys get comfortable on the couch, mind you, I'm going home, because I got to get up and do stuff the next day. Right. She goes, do you mind hanging the ceiling fan in the kitchen real quick?
And there is no worse task than hanging a ceiling fan. That's a
big deal. That's not an easy do-it-yourself.
Real quick.
I know there are a lot of guys out there go, it's not easy, Mike. Okay, Mike.
Well, no, physics of it are hard because it has to be held while the wiring is being done.
And they've got tall ceilings.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a little place with tall ceilings.
Right. Yeah, you have those Bolivian 12-foot ceilings.
My brother, the anesthesiologist, looked at me and he's like, let's do it. Like, he's pumped to do it. And I'm dead inside.
He likes
the
struggle, too. He's a worker.
And I'm like, fine. Yeah. And Shannon's like, are we going home? I'm like, no, get comfy on the couch. We got to put up this fan. And I was like, or you could be an assistant.
Was this after the meeting?
After dinner. Just after this Friday, before we even get to the meeting.
Before the
meeting? Yes.
It's weird.
Weird.
Is your mom, supreme love and respect.
Yeah.
Is your mom a pain in the ass this way?
Yes.
I would think.
But I love her.
This is like,
and I'll
this
do
is
anything
like,
for her.
It's all about her, but she wants her little thing done
is
first.
Is it possible that she's dreading the conversation because it is a conversation of death?
No. And she's counting the days. Maybe. I don't know if she's told me that, just jokingly.
This is why we are having the meeting at 7 o'clock.
Wow.
Because we want to discuss death at night.
Next day, Rob can tell you about it later. I get boned during the day because of them again. But again, I love my parents. They'll do anything. I only have them for a
So this is Friday after dinner. You're doing the fan.
The fan gets done.
He texted me a picture of the fan sitting on the, is it a dining room table?
Yes.
And it says.
I thought it was same day you're doing it. So you're doing it the night before. That's fine. Okay.
But the quote from Oscar.
It's not before the meeting.
Nobody wants to hang a fan at 9 p.m. Nobody does.
I know. It's a pain.
This is the quote from Oscar's test. He says, last night my mom had fed my brother and I a wonderful meal and then had us hang a ceiling fan. The disrespect is off the charts. FML. And it's such a great picture because it's the ceiling fan in pieces, semi-assembled, on a dining room table with a lace tablecloth, and all you see are wire nuts everywhere. You know those little red things?
How long was the process of the fan hanging?
2 hours easy.
Yeah.
2 hours.
God,
man. Yeah, of sweating. Just hundreds of thousands of dollars of education on a ladder.
That's right. A doctor and a business doctor and a business guy.
So, move on. Next day, just another layer of disrespect. God bless them. Then we get to the meeting. Big meeting. Big meeting. I arrive at my parents' house around, I would say, 6 o'clock with my wife and dog in tow.
You've eaten dinner already, or are you planning on another meal?
No, my mom's got a nice meal for us, a quick meal for us. My dad's got his paperwork all laid out. My mom's got her titanium Susie Orman briefcase that she bought in the 1980s off some sort of telemarketing QVC purchase.
That's
where
awesome.
She says, I've got my fireproof case. She thought this plastic briefcase, God bless my mom, she's a smart woman in certain things, but when she sees it on QVC, she believes it. She said, this thing's fireproof and waterproof. This is where all my important documents are. And I pick it up, and it's plastic. It feels like a child's toy. But it's silver. It's titanium. It looks titanium. It's one of these, like, wrestling
briefcases.
Well,
is it metal or is it plastic?
No, it's plastic. I literally took a lighter and started lighting it in front of her, one of these things we use for the fireplace, and said, this thing's going up in a second, Mom.
But it looks, Mike's, it looks great on TV. That's all that matters. It looked great on TV.
She's ready for her meeting, too.
Yes.
Yeah, she's
ready for her meeting. And inside that suitcase, before I go any further, there are four CDs about financial control from Susie Orman. And my brother says to her, Have you listened or watched these DVDs? She goes, no, I was waiting for you guys to watch them. These discs are 20 years old.
They came with the briefcase?
Yes.
Oh, okay, makes sense.
By Apple.
Yeah, that's right. The first thing on the DVD is the briefcase is not fireproof.
My God.
At this point, I say, hey, Pops, do you mind? Okay, we're going to get started. All the stuff is out. My wife, either because she was tired or she was like, maybe this is not the right. I invited her to sit with us. I said, I know. Remember how I told you my dad said no women? I was just joking. You can sit with us. Mom's clearly here with her briefcase.
Right.
So, and she goes, I'm just going to go watch something on my iPad.
Oh, so she removes herself from the situation.
As I should have, because you'll tell you what we get into. At this point, I say, Dad, do you mind if I record this? And he says, why do you have to record?
Oh,
and I
no.
said, well, because Tatiana's not here. And as you can tell from the phone calls we've made all afternoon, she's not answered our calls. So I want her to be available to listen to this if she wants some sort of, if she's interested at all.
I thought you were going to make a podcast.
No. did
he agree to the
He said, okay. Why did she not, did she not want to be here? And I said, well, I think once she moved to the West Coast, Dad, she just forgot about us. And jokingly. And he goes, okay. So then no one laughed. I guess they all just agreed and moved on.
Okay. She's forgotten about us. Yes, let's start the meeting.
Record.
There we are.
Boom.
I am signing nothing.
My dad read through, you know, the legalese that comes with a will?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. The legalese that comes with any legal document.
Yeah, but the legalese with a will is more than you'll ever get on some sort of warranty or terms of agreement.
Yes.
With anything
I know what you're talking
about.
He wanted to read
it. He read every word because.
Didn't read it out loud.
Once that camera came on, it was some sort of he was in front of a lawyer. He said, "I, Dr. Jose Luis," he gave the date, everything,
so he begins this. Are either one of you feeling like you might jump in and say,
"No,
it's not necessary"?
We showed gone out to our dad. He's full respect. We sat there for 3.5 hours. My phone was warning me that the memory was going out, and I wiped it clean. I hold nothing on my phone. It's a big phone.
You read the whole will.
I had to charge it. It was dying.
I had to charge it.
Were there any surprises during the evening?
When the ceiling fan fell down.
No,
I'm kidding. That's horrible. That's not true.
There was a touching moment where my father teared up, and my father's shown emotion. Maybe twice in my life. When my sister graduated from med school, my brother graduated from med school. That was about it.
What about when you graduated?
The P was like, big thumbs up. He gave me a big thumbs up. Yeah, he gave me a thumbs up.
They got the tears you got.
No tears.
Okay, yeah.
I actually have a picture of him giving me a thumbs up. It was a moment of my life.
All right,
He said, and I joke, he leaves essentially everything to my mom, which is the way it should be.
Right.
That's the way it goes.
Right, right.
Oh, I can't believe I'm talking about this. Damn it. I'm so sorry to my family. It's just.
It's what you do.
So I, because I have to do shtick, right? They're wrapping everything up. And I'm like, hey, Dad, I don't mean to, make a big thing about this, but wasn't there a list we were talking about? Like just certain things? Because like, all I want is the desk. And I just want to make sure that there isn't a big fight over your desk. And he says,
is it shtick or is it your little, your scavenging
It's the one thing
mentality.
I want. The only thing I want.
Like, that was
right?
shtick in quotation
but it's
marks.
But it's his desk.
Yeah, the desk. Right. We like
his desk.
The desk.
I'm sure there's something you want, Jose, right? Like something you want? And like I look at my brother. Up. My brother deadpanned me. Nothing. And he just looked at me. He's like, what are you doing? So I said, I'm just saying, if mom gets everything and mom and I are on the out somehow, like, do I still get that desk? Or do you have to talk about this on this recording? Like, I don't know how this all works.
Essentially,
you want the damn desk.
You want him to promise the desk before your phone shuts down.
Yes.
Yeah,
before
exactly.
it dies.
Right.
And then the other thing is, I say, hey, Pops, we do this bit on
the Mike Show,
that you have a separate family. I don't say that on there, but Mr. Rob says it all the time.
Thanks.
because
you're
gone
under
for
the bus with
yeah, but for you, because you're gone for so long. Is there something? You've read everything. I've listened to every word, but there doesn't seem to be anything for and like any other family, like otra familia, right? And then he says. My mom's looking at me like, what are you doing? Someone had to ask. Someone had to ask, right?
Oh, my God, do you have balls?
Yeah.
Someone had to ask. And he goes, ¿qué? Otra familia? And then I'm like, sí, otra familia. And he goes, no, no tengo tiempo para otra familia. Ustedes me dan suficiente problemas. You guys give me enough problems, which is nice.
So
no true surprises. And then we had a private moment I won't share with anybody here with my dad, just him and I in his study, which was sweet. Not when I was shaking him down for anything special. Just more
when
like
did he get emotional? When did he get emotional?
He got emotional when him and I were in his office and I gave him a big hug and I thanked him for, you know, having everything under control and everything in place. Like, he was very thorough and organized. My mom tried to make it all about her with her briefcase, but it wasn't time for her. And she kept on,
but like, she gets everything. So she's happy.
Well, she kept on like pushing papers back our way. Imagine a big dining room table for probably 12 people. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she kept on pushing things down to our side of the, as my dad was reading his will, like she's pushing papers down, and we kept on pushing back across the table because it wasn't time for any of that. She just needed attention. She just needed attention. And we said, sure. Mom, come on.
She's just doing stuff to do stuff.
Yes. Like, she's pulling out these Bugs Bunny stamps out of her briefcase that she buys when she goes to the post office. Like, that's some sort of heirloom. It's crazy. The lady, she fills her heart with.
So the place where she keeps her important papers also has Bugs Bunny stamps?
And Marilyn Monroe stamps.
Collector stamps.
You see
them. Get one of those over to Horny Bob's B-Wag. He's like that.
But that'd be awesome. At the end of the day, it was melancholy.
Oh, of course.
Somebody has to sit there, mm-hmm. which I'm sure he's saving us a ton of time and hassle and effort in the long run, but somebody would sit there, and I don't know how I'd feel, you know, as a parent or even as a person taking 3.5 hours to basically audit your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now it's done, right? Now it's done.
There are some things I need to do an update for him with an attorney that I have been tasked with. That's fine. I'll do that in the next couple weeks. But it's done. And then
it wouldn't be a family meeting if you didn't get tasked with something where everybody goes away.
The life insurance policies, which God bless my dad. Like,
we're running late.
He's okay, got them, right?
Go ahead. Wrap this up. Yes.
My mom kept on doubling down throughout the conversations of what ages they're good till. And my dad kept on looking at my mom like, okay, we get it. I'm not there yet. You've got 10 years on half of these. Like, we're good. We're fine. But my mom kept on saying, what age? Can that? And
we're like, no.
Because she was taking her own internal notes on top of her stamps.
Taking her own internal inventory. I don't know whether she's going to get her payday.
That's right.
I don't know. But it was...
Melan de la familia in 10 años.
Look what's under these Bugs Bunny stamps. A catalog for fur coats.
And I got to the root of why my father had such a big deal. And had such an issue with my brother pushing to do this.
Why?
Because nobody wants to sit there and think about their own impending death.
No, of course not. That's welcome to the world of life insurance. It's why I don't have any.
Mm-hmm.
But everything worked out okay?
It worked out. My dad got emotional with me when he gave me a big hug, and he says, he said in a very sweet way that
never want to see you again.
He goes,
go ahead.
He goes, I know that I haven't been around for the majority of your childhood and for, you know, Jose and Tatiana. He goes, but all I was trying to do is give us the best opportunity to succeed, like, you know, for your futures. And I think you guys are doing a good job holding up the family legacy, right? So that's when he starts crying and he gives you a big hug and just, because we're immigrants.
What? You're blessed, pal.
You're
blessed.
Right?
That's the way I look after all is said and done. You can say, I don't want to say anything funny now. You were blessed, you know, I'm jealous. So effing jealous. I swear to God.
What do you mean you're jealous?
I don't have that.
Well, Mike, really, your family meets a lot to talk about your death. They just don't invite you.
We'll take a break. And, I have a movie recommendation coming up, and we didn't get to the... Can we do the thing about you and the torpedo thing
tomorrow? Tomorrow's fine, yeah. Keep sure, absolutely.
Right. We'll be right back, everybody.
Okay. Listen up. O'Reilly here, and you're there, and you want to get in touch with TMOS. You don't know how. You're out of touch, right? Lazy, uninformed, not good people. Well, who's looking out for you? I am. I'm here at the Factor, and we can hook you up. You can always email the show at rob@mikeomerashow.com. That's Rob, two B's, big head, not a good guy. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Mail something like a letter or a parcel or a citizenship inquiry for Oscar. He's not from around here. We keep an eye on that one. And be sure to keep an eye out for my new book, Killing Mike O'Mara. Yeah, the plot involves $1 margaritas and a kid named Pony. He's very thin, nervous guy. The Mike O'Mara Show, always available and always looking out for you. This is Bill O'Reilly, and I hate everything.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Freshly. You know, getting everything you need to cook dinner is complicated right now, but with Freshly, it's simple. Freshly has chef-made delicious meals delivered fresh to your door with no cooking required. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week, so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the trip to the store. Ordering is easy. I don't know why I said it like that, Rob.
Store.
Visit Freshly.com. Choose
Thanks
from
a lot, pal.
30 delicious, better-for-you meals like steak peppercorn.
Yes.
Get it at the store.
I don't know what's wrong with me today. I got to go backwards on my teleprompter now.
Hold on a second. Don't tell
steak
me
steak peppercorn
magic.
And yeah, sausage baked penne or their the chicken pesto bowl.
The pesto bowl is fantastic. Don't right. sleep on it. When you're ordering what you want, throw one of those in. They're
Do
great.
It. Yes. Freshly can work for any dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family size. And now, our listeners can try Freshly for just $6.16 per meal. So start living Freshly. It's fantastic. You can live your life this way. Fresh, never frozen. Ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes. And Oscar loves Freshly, as
Love
you
it.
Just heard. I love them too. Love it when I've got Freshly meals in my fridge ready to eat. Right now, Freshly offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. Make better eating a priority and get this special limited time offer. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS for $40 off your first two orders. Try Freshly now, and for a limited time, get $40 off your first two orders. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS to learn more. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I got to tell you this about, make a lot of recommendations.
Such a tease you are, because you haven't told us what you're going to talk about yet, but you love it.
This particular Netflix movie, and I don't do this. I recommend a lot of stuff that people get back to me and say, hey, we liked it too. This movie that is available on Netflix right now is the first movie in a long, long time that I watched it on Friday night. And then I watched it again on Sunday night.
Oh, damn.
I literally, and then Carla
you forgot
wasn't
you
as into
seen it.
Carla wasn't. That's nice. That's nice. I appreciate that. Thank you. Carla was not as into it as I was. I ended up just telling her how the movie ends. This movie, it's called, I wrote it down. Hold on. It's called,
Did it just come out?
I care a lot.
It's
the lady from Gone Girl. It's the crazy lady from Gone Girl.
Okay, yeah.
All right?
Uh-huh.
She plays another pretty crazy lady. This movie, and it's got Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones.
I can't wait.
Diane Wiest.
Oh, wow. She's great.
Like, powerhouse. This has acting like you would not believe. It's not like anything I've seen in a long time, but it's got a very, very standard kind of plot. And it's got all the elements, man. It's got crime, and it's got revenge, and it's got despicable, not one despicable human being. Comedy drama. The comedy is very small. If you're looking to laugh, you're not necessarily going to laugh, but it does have moments that are a little bit funny. It was spectacular. It was better than, first of all, when I saw the trailer, I said, I hope this is as good as it looks in the trailer.
Mike,
it's called I Care a Lot. It's really
Roger
that
Ebert
good,
describes it as stunning and terrifying.
This is from the New York Times. This psychological.
Roger Ebert.
Well, RogerEbert.com. He still has the website.
Well, you
up.
Just said Roger Ebert. I said, what
Forgive
was it
me.
Like?
Roger
How did
Ebert.
That review go?
on the ground.
He's Beetle food, has been for 12 years.
From the New York Times.
So RogerEbert.com
describes it as.
Well, this is one. This
a
is not
reviewer.
Yes. This is a different review, I think, that maybe encapsulates what you're talking about. A psychological.
Yeah, and I don't want to give any plot twist because it's that
this
detail.
Psychological thriller bombards viewers with a ton of profane language, violence, and a complete disregard for any sense of morality. Bingo.
Absolutely no morality in this movie whatsoever, and you don't see many movies like that where there is there's really no redeeming quality for anybody. It's really, there's no good people. There are no good people. It has
that was like the Facebook movie was a movie where there was no redeeming qualities. What was the one?
Social
Network. Yeah, there was
no Social Network.
They were all villains in that too.
It's just, oh man, I am talking about. And by the way, it's long. It's 2 hours long, almost 2 hours long. It is just, it goes on, but man, oh man, I didn't get bored. And that lady has cemented herself. I don't think she can play any because she has that. Who was Nurse Ratched in the One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Oh,
she
God.
Had those dead eyes.
Yeah, the dead eyes.
And I should have the actress's name, but she's fantastic. If you don't love it, I will be extremely surprised. It's that good. It really is fantastic.
How is
check it out.
A lot of times, you know, you go through it and the ending is dissatisfying. Is the ending satisfying?
I don't want to talk about it because I literally don't want to say anything.
I just want to know if it was satisfying.
It's a big deal. I don't even want to give that. That's how much I want. Louise Fletcher was in the
Cuckoo's Nest.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, played Nurse Ratched, and this lady, the actress. We'll give it to you when we come back, but we got to take a break. Rob's got the digital dumpster coming up right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Check the movie out, people. That movie is I Care a Lot, and you're going to love it. It's on Netflix. We'll be right back.
Introducing Dermglow Skin, the amazing skincare line from Carla O'Mara that's helping people look and feel better about their face. And now there's something new from Dermglow Skin. Introducing Mike's Package. A skincare routine that'll make your skin feel and look spectacular. Mike's Package includes a cleansing repair bar, timeless face oil moisturizer, SPF 30 protective lotion, and exfoliating citrus scrub.
There's a face!
And Mike's Package comes in two sizes you can choose from. The little size package contains travel size products for when you're on the go. And the big package has all of your full size facial care essentials that'll make your face sing. Get these incredible products at DermGlowSkin.com and call Carla for a free skincare consultation at 239-247-4036. That's DermGlowSkin.com, 239-247-4036. DermGlow Skin, that's DermGlowSkin.com. Feel better about yourself today.
Beautiful.
I didn't know that we were going to run a remix there. That was great.
Hi. No matter what happens, think of this. As long as I have my Sleep Number bed, I can end each day on a high note. And I have loved my Sleep Number bed for so long. It is quality sleep. It is so important than ever as we balance life and health in 2021. Not only is it a natural immunity booster, but it also helps with energy and recovery. And I've told you for years how much I love Sleep Number. Mm. And this is amazing. Sleepers who routinely use their Sleep Number 360 smart bed features get almost 100 hours more proven quality sleep per year based on internal analysis of sleep sessions. How would you like an extra 100 hours of quality sleep
like
this year?
4 days.
Would that change your life? Remember, a great day starts the night before, and I really would like you to get your Sleep Number bed ASAP. Yeah. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. It's just the best. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus, special financing on all smart beds only for a limited time at Sleep Number stores and at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. We would appreciate you getting your Sleep Number bed and subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. And when you go get your Sleep Number bed, tell them Mike O'Mara sent you. Will you please? Thank you. Thank you, Clarice. I appreciate it. Yeah, let them know. Let them know that I'm coming. Hold on. I got to get the thing up here.
Get the dumpster
open. I was looking at two different things at
dumpster,
the same time.
Dumpster.
No, there it is.
Dumpster.
I have it. I have it right here. Open it. Good.
And Mike, is it Rosamund Pike is the crazy lady?
Yes.
Yes.
That her name?
Yes. Boy, yes. Rosamund Pike.
No wonder. I
probably goes by Rose.
Or Pike.
Mm-hmm. The mind Pike. Feels weird.
Mike, we were talking about that 777 that had the Mayday call when it left the Denver airport. I want you to hear the Mayday call because despite what's going on, you said it earlier, the pilot's trained for this. He is amazingly calm. And then we also have some eyewitness stuff afterwards.
Mayday, Mayday, United 328 Heavy, Mayday, Mayday aircraft. Denver departure, United 328 Heavy, Mayday aircraft. Just experienced a engine failure, need to turn immediately.
There's a big boom, the kind of sound you don't want to hear when you're on an airplane. And I instantly put my shade up, and I was pretty frightened to see that the engine on my side was missing.
My wife and I were sitting inside the house. We heard this big bang, and then all of a sudden there was a bang and a crash. This object just rolls right in front of our house, right out the front window, trying to figure out what it is. And as soon as I open the door, I go, uh-oh, it's an engine part.
Can you imagine opening your door and seeing a jet engine in your front yard, and still it's not as ugly as one of those big shiny balls that people have?
Holiday decoration, but they keep them up all year round. If I was pilot of that plane, it would be like, really? You know, he's like, Mayday, 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 got an engine failure, like to take a turn right now. I would be like, oh, but get the airport where it is. I'm landing on the runway. Yeah. Or I'd sound like Louis Black.
You know, I think you'd be pretty, I would think that you or I, maybe not Rob, but you or I would be very matter of fact, like clear the decks, we're coming in hot.
Yeah, well, you guys would be pilots. I would probably be the head flight attendant. I'm going to have it put your head between your knees.
Guys. Between two pillows.
Oh, God. No, you can't have the whole can of Diet Coke.
If we survive this, I still have another flight.
Oh yes, that's right.
I am out of here.
Brace for impact. So I was thinking, when we get to Miami, I'd like to...
Now, that pilot stayed calm. You know who did not stay calm is this Icelandic game show contestant. Now, Mike, you and I have been to Iceland, and the Iceland people are a calm people, a friendly
people. Right?
Very nice. Right. Now, keep in mind, this is all in Icelandic, so you have to just listen for the surrounding sounds. He gets an answer wrong on an Icelandic game show. I can't even tell really how the game works, but they're all socially distanced. He gets the answer wrong. He throws his podium over, and as he leaves, he throws a glass of water and almost hits another contestant. So this is what's going on. If you're not watching Wheel in Iceland, you're watching this show. But I do love the fact that whoa, 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 whoa is an international cool it.
What pissed him off again?
He got the answer wrong.
Oh, and he's mad at himself and he threw it at another contestant?
He threw a podium over. It's like, you know.
Just shoved it over.
Yeah, no, like he lifted and threw it.
Lifted.
And then he grabbed a glass of water from another podium and threw it, nearly hitting another contestant. So that's the clapping.
I don't want the video.
So that's what's happening there. Now, in Collier County, Florida, Mike.
Oh, next door to me.
Ooh.
Right down. I live down here.
They caught some shoplifters. They were stealing seafood, mostly crab legs.
Oh.
But how did they steal it?
Like crab gold.
Mike, by putting it in their pants.
I knew that was coming.
So here's this is an eyewitness.
What do you think you're doing? They must think that they're invisible. I don't know. Take whatever's out of your pants that doesn't belong to you and put it back or go pay for it.
Now, her first thought was to take it out of your pants and put it back.
Moserita. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Stop it. That's not right. Come on. Did what? At 19, were you in radio yet? Age 19?
Almost.
No.
Okay.
I was probably, yeah, maybe I was working at a commercial station in college.
Well,
in
Arizona, there's this 19-year-old who hates his job so bad that he faked a kidnapping just to not go to work. And it seems to me a lot of effort here.
He informed us that he was hit in the head and stuffed in a car in front of his home. After we showed him all the information, he informed us that he at first stuffed a bandana in his mouth. And afterwards, he took off his own belt and bound his hands, laid on the ground and scooted out near the side of the road. where somebody could see him and waited. He admitted that he fabricated the story because he didn't want to go to work.
Didn't want to go to work. Bound his hands.
That is lazy.
Laid on the side
of
the road.
That is lazy. Yeah. He's lazy.
He's lazy. Horribly lazy. Saturday Night Live, I give a B- to this week. The guy from Bridgerton was on. I will play you the best joke, but I invite you to visualize the graphic because it makes it funnier. But it is, I got to give them credit, when they write a perfect joke, they write a perfect joke.
Krispy Kreme is marking the landing of the rover on Mars by offering a limited edition donut modeled after Mars. It's different from their usual donut, which is modeled after Uranus.
And one more for you guys. Oakley Union School Board, that's in Northern California. Did you see this Zoom call that they thought was a private Zoom call, but it wasn't a private Zoom call?
Oh, no.
They said some things that resulted within a few days of the entire school board resigning. That's how bad it was. But this is magical, and let me tell you why. We get to hear them realize that what they've been saying has gone out to everybody that wants to hear it. This is the end of a school board. This is how you end a career.
Are we alone?
Yeah.
If you're going to call me out, I'm going to f*** you up. Sorry, that's just me.
They want to pick on us because they want their babysitters back.
Right. Right.
Uh-oh. Laura Lanier, just FYI, you guys have the meeting. Oh,
we have the meeting open to the public right now.
Uh-uh.
That's what Laura just said.
Great.
Idiots.
And that's a career.
And
that's
scene.
Done. And
there you go.
Scene, as we used to say. Mike, close that digital dumpster and have a great Monday, everybody.
There it goes, everybody. Oh, man. Hey, thank you all for listening. We appreciate that. We'll be back with another brand new show tomorrow. Don't forget about that movie. I really, really
want to see it.
It gets good reviews. It was such a nice escape. And hey, congratulations to your dad and your family for getting
thank
through
you.
That wonderful, wonderful time. I appreciate that,
everybody. It's not an easy conversation, but if you can, try to have it.
And also, think about how the climate in the house is going to be so much nicer with that airflow, because that fan is going to keep the hot down and the cold up. It's going to be great. Yeah.
Hey, I just got a text from my daughter, Catherine.
Yes.
Hey, Dad, when are you going to do a meeting like that?
Oh.
That's it. We got to get out of here for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. Right? This is Mike O'Mara saying, I'm going to die soon. Bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Good job.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Oh, good for you.